Okay, I think I have the easiest question. Someone took my notes. All right, I'll wing it. It's okay. So I have the easiest question probably of all of them, I feel like. What is a lay elder? A lay elder is an elder who's not paid. There we go. Right? I did it. Thank you. Now I get the next 9 minutes and 50 seconds to talk about whatever I feel like, right? He took my notes. This guy did it. No, it's okay. Yep, that's me. No, that one? That's probably that one, yeah. I don't need him. I'll just wing it. It's okay. In all seriousness, what I would like to talk about is my experience as a lay elder. Like, what have I experienced? What should maybe you expect out of lay elders, or what should they do? How should they function in your church? And then also how going to a church that has elders has been a blessing to me, just as a member and as a Christian. So first off, you get some backstory. Growing up, I grew up in a traditional Southern Baptist church with God-loving parents, and I went to, I think, a good Southern Baptist church. I was great at math growing up, and so everybody said, like, hey, you should use that brain and make that money and be an engineer. And so that's what I was planning on doing for most of my life, or my high school age. And then right before college, God said, hey, I have gifted you, but I want you to be in service to me. And so I realized that maybe I was using the gifts God had given me for my own selfish benefit, right? So I switched gears, and I was a Bible major at HLG for one semester. And the reason I switched gears was, you know, I had been pursuing using what God had gifted me to make a good living, and then I realized that's not what God has for me, and I felt like God was calling me to lead his church and reach lost people. And so I said, I'm going to do that. And then in college, God said, no, you need to use your gifts and be on mission amongst the people of your city. And so I felt at that time switch gears again, and here I am as a math teacher. So I am fully employed full-time by Hannibal Public School District, and I teach math. And I get to love and serve the kids in my community and care for them and share the gospel with them and leverage that relationship that I have with them for his kingdom. And I love that. The problem was growing up in a traditional Southern Baptist church with a lead pastor and deacons and that kind of thing is I thought that each time I was switching gears, I was leaving behind something that God had called me to, right? Use my gift, use my brain. Can't do that. I need to not let it, you don't use your brain if you're a pastor, but use my, how about this? How about use my math ability? Use my math ability. And so I switched gears because I wanted to do something to serve the Lord, and so I switched. And then when I went into public school teaching, I really thought that I was leaving behind the opportunity to lead a church and to follow God's call, real call for my life in that area. Like I really thought that was a tough decision. I feel like God is calling me to these things, and I feel like he's calling me to these things, and I had to make a choice. And so a few years later, my wife and I came to Believers Church, and we have embraced biblical eldership there. And after some time at Believers Church, I started the elder training process, and I've been an elder there now for about 7 years. And why that's so encouraging to me, and why I think, just from a different perspective for you all, why that can be encouraging is you have men in your church who God has gifted to lead and shepherd and care for the members of your body. And if there's only one person who's bearing the weight of that themselves, one, that's crushing for that one pastor, but two, you are taking away an opportunity for these men to do the role and then be acknowledged by Christ's church. That God has gifted them in that way. And so I've been really encouraged to be at Believers Church and have that and be able to do that role. My view of what I should do as a lay elder or non-staff elder is really everything that a staff elder would do and should do. Now, it's a little bit different, and some of the guys that came before me have done a great job of laying this out, so a lot of this is not going to be new. But we are all equally accountable to God for shepherding his church. All of the elders are equally accountable to God for shepherding his church. When we make decisions and when we assign tasks and allocate our time, we look at things like gifting of each individual elder, the relationship that this elder has with other individuals involved. We look at the amount of time each elder has in that season of their life, and we make a decision as to maybe who's going to handle that or who's going to take the lead on that. There's seasons for me as a teacher. In the summer, I tend to pick up a lot more responsibility on our elder team because I have the summer off. There are other elders who have different seasons like that. Usually, our staff elder, Dan, who began the conference, he usually does the majority of the tasks. Those kind of low to mid-level things, we trust him to make good decisions and do that. But there have been times when that's not been the case. Sickness or death or things come up in his life, and the other elders have risen up and taken responsibility off of his plate so that he can be free to be a dad or a son or a husband or whatever else he needs to be in those moments. Some things that a lay elder is not, so if you're considering moving that direction of elder, a plurality of elders, some things that elders are not, lay elders specifically, are not there for: we're not primarily there to keep the real pastor in check. Like, that's not the job of a lay elder. There's certainly a whole bunch of accountability built into having multiple men leading a church. And so that absolutely happens, but that's not why you would have lay elders. I think, and what we try and do at Believers Church, is avoid distinctions as much as possible. So we don't talk about staff elders or non-staff elders, lay elders. We are all just the elder team. Some other things you don't want, or reasons maybe not to bring on lay elders, is to give a pastor whose decisions are being questioned some more clout. Like, put some yes men behind him. If you got more people that are saying this is a good idea, then maybe it'll be accepted. That's a bad move. You should not do that. Hopefully, unity abounds, but you want men who are seeking the Word, seeking the Lord in prayer, and using the brain that God has given them to give insight and direction on the church. And so, hopefully, again, unity comes easy, and you can work through that together. But God has gifted each man individually, and so we should think about that. Lay elders are not junior elders. They're not elders who have less ability or less clout or less of any of that stuff. I believe that a lay elder should perform all of the functions of a staff elder, just maybe not with the same frequency, right? And I do think that, like was said before, gifting is different. And so the frequency we do that or how we lead out in those looks differently. I think lay elders should preach regularly. It's a qualification. It's not a hypothetical. Like, I think elders should preach regularly, but that doesn't necessarily mean frequently or frequently by everyone's standards. So I preach 3 or 4 times a year. And I think an elder, it shouldn't be shocking or jarring to your body for an elder, for, you know, like the person standing up, to be one of the elders that's preaching that day. I think that should just be a normal accepted practice in your church. However frequently that is, I believe it should be regular. Lay elders should have conversations with the body and with other elders about doctrine and practice. Really should do all of the things that any elder should do. And we've talked a lot about that. Perform weddings, premarital counseling, talking through difficult situations, visiting people in the hospital, babies being born, funerals, difficult things like that. Like, I think those are things that the elder team should share in together. And again, the way we view staff eldership versus non-staff eldership at Believers Church is, as a body, we pay Dan's salary so that he is freed up to take on more of those responsibilities, but any of the elders could just as well take any particular task. And then the last thing I want to do is just talk about some ideas for facilitating some aspects of transitioning from just staff being elders to lay elders. And I know Bob's going to talk about this in just a second, but from a lay elder perspective, de-emphasize the difference. I think every time you tag lay onto something, it's if you say lay elder every time you introduce one of your elders, you're taking a little bit of a knock at them. So I would say de-emphasize the difference. You should provide quality training for your lay elders. The majority of staff elders, I'm sure, have been to seminary and have put years of time in study of the word, and I am so thankful that's true at our church, and I'm sure at many of your churches. But training is important in how to handle God's word rightly and how to make decisions rightly. And so you should provide training to your non-staff elders. And then just a very practical thing. If you are saying that elders are equal in their authority and equal in their decision-making and equal shepherds of your local body, you should defer to the lay elder occasionally. I think that's a great way for a staff elder to acknowledge the lay elder's authority in the church and responsibility is just occasionally deferring to them. So, for example, if you are the staff elder and you're at a church potluck or whatever, you don't have to be the person to pray every time, right? But seriously, though, there are other things with that. Just defer. Like, if somebody asks you a question, maybe you know the answer, but another non-staff elder has some expertise in that, you could defer them to talk to the other elder and get guidance and counsel from them. And that, I think, helps the body understand what you're trying to accomplish and what the role is of all the elders on the team. And then lastly, just clearly communicate that the elders are not a committee of decision makers, but we're a team of pastors, and together we care for the body, and we, under the authority of our true shepherd, Jesus, we shepherd, we make the best decisions we can, we love and we care for the people that God has entrusted under us. And so we do that together as a team. And again, I'm thankful that's an opportunity that I've been given by God and by going to a church that has embraced this idea that we feel like is biblical, that that the church should be led by a plurality of men. So that's just my perspective from a lay elder at Believers Church. So thank you guys very much.